Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is February 21st. It's a Friday. I'm just looking to see if we're here on the video. And we are there, folks. Yeah. We are there. Just scroll down a little bit. Welcome to the show, everybody. We do have a guest in the studio. That's why we're on Facebook Live. If you want to catch us there, go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there. Just scroll a little bit down.
Yeah, and then
refresh it?
And then it's there, but you hit share, and then...
Yeah, you hit share. And then, yeah, you just share.
Yeah, but it says write, watch, copy link, or share to group.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do the whole time, is hand you the phone.
Welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to adjust. You're not looking from the right place. Okay, now here we go. Okay, now you can write whatever you want or share whatever you want. We do have a guest, a beautiful guest in the studio. We'll get to her in just a moment. Her friend's here too, but she's not on camera. But we'll talk about her a lot behind her back, maybe. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. What's going on, Sam?
Not much. A Friday. I'm getting ready for a nice party at my house tomorrow.
That's right.
And that should be nice. You know, they're saying it's going to rain tomorrow.
Of course, because you planned a party.
Exactly. But that's okay. I mean, nobody's going to get wet. I have a nice backyard with cover and everything.
Perfect.
And inside the house, of course, is dry. So
hopefully. Good. I always notice in LA, because it never rains, whenever it does rain, every time I'm in like an apartment building, there's always areas that leak. They don't know about because it never rains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you'd find out here if you were in this building, everything drips all the time.
Oh, totally.
Leaks. Ugh. So, but what can you do? It ruined one of our carpets here. We're still waiting for them to fix it from last winter.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that great?
Isn't that wonderful?
I love that. Landlords are amazing.
I know. They're warm and fuzzy and stuff.
They're the best things ever.
Oh my daughter texts me this morning. They just raised my rent. I'm like, wow, how cool is that?
I know.
What a nice
was
thing
it a
to
lot
hear
or a
morning.
Little?
I don't think it's a lot. There's some kind of raises in the taxes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just a few bucks. But
I had a friend who lived in New York, and he lived in the financial district, and every year they'd raise his rent $300.
Really?
I'm like, that is an insane.
It is insane.
That's I get like 25, 50, maybe even 100 bucks, but like.
Wow.
300. Come on.
That's a lot of money.
Come on already.
Yeah, I know. Leave New York if you can.
But don't come here.
I was reading something in the New York Post yesterday. They were asking people what it takes to be a New Yorker.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Right. And
aggression.
A couple of people said if you're not born and raised here, you're not a New Yorker, you know.
Yeah, people say that. But it's complicated because it's usually the people who are born and raised there that don't live in central Manhattan. Like,
right.
they never live in... like Midtown, which is like where Times Square is, like Port Authority, all like the hustle and bustle. That's all like Midtown. All the people that are born and raised there live in the Bronx. They live in Washington Heights. They live in Brooklyn.
Right.
You know, so all the people in central Manhattan, I find, are mostly transplants.
Right.
You know, or they like grew up in like Rochester or something, which does not count as like a New York. I mean, you're a New Yorker because you're born in New York, but you're not like a New York City people are New Yorkers. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yeah. And some of them say they don't care about upstate New York at all.
No, they don't.
Like people from New York City.
Yeah, they don't care. And I don't know why. Yeah. People in New York, this is one of my biggest pet peeves about New Yorkers, is they absolutely hate anything that's not complete city. You know, I'm like, why are you hating on like this beautiful nature? Like upstate New York's all nature and like woods and trees. It's like super lush, super green.
Right.
It's gorgeous. And they're just like, they just want to stay in their miserable puddle.
Oh, boy.
Of filth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Before we get to our guest, I wanted to bring this up because it's very important. The poor quality of American diet kills sperm count and lowers male testosterone in men. So American men are starting to be not very fertile. So we need to do something about that, you know?
Stop
eating McDonald's and everything, you know?
If
you want babies, you know, you got to like... Or lowers your testosterone. Everybody's going to be feminized.
I mean, all you got to do is threaten a man's like testosterone and then right. he'll make all the changes in the world that he needs to make.
That's
you know?
True, right? So yeah. we need to let people know.
They're just like, you could say all you want about climate change, about diet, about exercise, but as soon as it threatens a man's fertile abilities, they're suddenly like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
There you go.
We got to change this.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, enough bullshit for one morning, folks. We're going to bring on our guest right now. We're joined by an artist who's also very beautiful. Her name is Gilda Garza. Welcome to the show, Gilda.
Hi, Gilda.
Hi. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. You're from Mexico?
Yes, I'm from Mexico.
Oh, how long have you been here? Or are you just visiting?
Visiting.
Oh, you're visiting?
Yes. You live in Mexico now. Amazing. We're in Mexico.
Sinaloa.
Okay, I've never been. What's it like there?
I need to bring you.
Yeah.
It's a little scared, but
It's be scary
fine.
There?
Yes.
Why, they have gangs and stuff like that, all the drugs?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Why did you move out of there?
All my family lives there.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, take all your family.
I know, let's move.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always like that, right?
No.
When you grew up and stuff.
No, it was nice city. And then like 6 years ago, started big war.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I have all my family there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Grandparents, everybody. Yeah. So we usual to the war.
Yeah. Is it nice? I mean, like the
it's nice. I live in a beautiful city, 15 minutes away from the beach. So
okay.
It's a beautiful
oh, really?
City.
From
yes.
the beach?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
I love
yes.
that.
Do you go to the beach a lot?
Yes, a lot.
Oh,
every
wow.
weekend.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. It's got to be
lover.
So nice. Yeah.
yeah.
Love it.
I know. We live near the beach. I haven't been in a year.
I know. I haven't been since I moved here.
Our beaches are not quite the same
no,
as Mexico.
No, but if you have a time, even when I'm in San Diego or here, I go to the beach.
You go
I
to
relax.
The beach.
Yes. I yeah. love it.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, beach is nice,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah. It's so great. It's
yes.
just like every time I think about going to the beach, I'm like, it's an hour traffic to like Malibu or something.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And then you go there's no parking or anything. So living in LA is different than Sinaloa.
Yeah, you can't
yes.
just walk there. You know, if I can walk a couple blocks
yes.
to the beach,
that's
I'd be
the
there
things
way
that
more
I
often.
Love about my city.
Yeah.
yeah, very cool. Your English is very good. Have you learned English from a young age?
I have 3 years.
3 years
yes.
of English?
Yes.
That's
oh,
great.
Wow. That's very
yes.
good.
That's great. I
yeah.
took Spanish for 6 or 7 years and
but
can't,
if you if
it's
yes.
not,
can't speak with a shit. Right?
Not really,
no.
no. I know vocabulary words, but conjugation is
yeah. I have a lot of friends from United States and they've been helping me a lot with my English.
Well, that's very nice.
I love that.
I need classes, but right now I don't know. I hope you guys understand me.
Totally do.
No, we do. I mean, there's people that live here from Mexico and they never even learn a word of English, you know.
Oh, really?
And they can get along here.
I say to my friends, just talk. Like, some people is going to laugh about you.
Uh-huh.
Don't care. You talk.
Yeah,
right?
Why
don't
yeah.
be, don't be scared and just
no, people
talk.
Don't laugh when someone
sometimes,
can't speak English,
sometimes,
really.
Sometimes, yes.
Maybe when you're kids.
You know what?
You know?
No, sometimes, but the people that laugh is the people that they don't know any other language and
right.
they want
totally.
To bully of you. Try to speak another language and
totally.
Then laugh, right?
Those are haters.
Absolutely.
You know?
Haters,
like,
haters.
We don't care about them.
Yes. I've been in a little fights about like, okay, how many languages do you speak?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So don't laugh about my English.
Exactly.
Right. Totally.
Exactly.
It's hard.
At least
uh-huh.
you're making an effort, you know?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, very nice. So so you grew up there. Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have.
Probably 20, right?
Probably 20. No, just one sister and one brother.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful nieces, beautiful family.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's good. So you get some attention. It's not like, because some Mexican families are very big, you know, and then you don't get a lot of attention, you know? I mean, when there's 10 kids, come on, you know? How do they even keep up with the names, you know? I would forget.
I know.
Forget
I know.
Names.
No, just three.
I mean, my mom had three kids and she like would mix our names up all the time. She'd go, she'd be like, our Orange, Jill, Jennifer, whatever your name is.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. My mom is an artist and also my grandmother from the side of my dad.
Oh, so you inherited that.
Yes.
Okay. And you're an artist, meaning you're a painter. You make, you paint pictures and stuff.
Yes.
That's the artist part of you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so you started painting early on in your life?
Yes. All my life. My mom used to say to me, you are going to be an artist, because she said that my draws and my letter was...
Really?
Uh-huh. And right now I'm an artist, yes.
So they've always been supportive. That's amazing.
Yes.
Did she help you with it? Did she help, like,
yes, she teach me.
You?
She told me, like, I start with oil, and my mom is my teacher.
Uh-huh. Your mentor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You see, that's cool. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
When a mom helps her daughter, you know, early on in your life and stuff.
Yes.
You know, it's
but she's
good.
She's an artist from the house. Like, I think she never saw a piece of art, but my house is like a museum.
Really?
And right now that all the walls have the art, and my grandmother, now the thing she's doing is like she fix for the church in Sinaloa. They call her and she fix the art.
Oh,
and
right,
all
nice.
That things that have been happening to me, I say, Mom, it's because you have a good connection with God.
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. Aww. She's connected.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You should start an art gallery for uh-huh. her. Find somewhere here and
I
put
know.
It all on display.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know.
Is she religious? I mean,
yes.
She's very close to
yes.
God and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Are you?
Yes, me too. Not
yeah.
not like my mom, but
not
yes.
like your mom,
uh-huh, but yes.
But you love God
yes.
and everything,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Does it help you a lot in your life?
Uh-huh, a lot.
You feel?
A lot, I feel, yes.
You see, maybe we don't know something that she
yeah.
knows. You know?
I know, right?
No, but it's good. I think it's good to have God in your life, you know, to
uh-huh.
whatever extent it is, you
yes.
know?
Whether it's a higher power or,
yes.
you know, the, how you see it as the universe or
uh-huh.
God, whatever it is, I think right. it's... important to feel like there's something bigger out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I feel like it's so crazy to think that, I mean, even to think that like the earth is the center of the universe.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's just, we're one little
yes.
tiny planet.
Right.
You don't know what's going on out there.
And it's okay. Like all the kind of religions, but believe in something, right? In
yeah.
God, in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because people need to. I think we
yes.
have that in our genes, you know, to want to, to believe in something, because even people that don't believe, imagine when they have, when they're in deep trouble or something, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, who else are they going to turn to, you know? And that's what happens. People are like, oh, God, please, you know, help
uh-huh.
me. So,
yeah.
you know,
that's
even
true.
People that deny it, in the end, they look for it, I think, you know.
I think people want to believe that there is something, but I think... people lose hope when things don't go the way they prayed for them to go.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's because of something. You know,
of course.
When a door is closed, it's because another one better is going to open.
It's
there
true.
You
and
go.
Sometimes
it's
you need things in your life that you're going to learn from this lesson. So you... Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Everything is for something.
Yeah.
That's true.
I believe that too.
So are you the oldest, the youngest in your
the
family?
Oldest, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
The oldest. So you
yes.
taught your brother and sister?
Uh-huh.
You have a brother and a sister,
and
right?
A brother and a sister.
Wow. Are they artists too?
No, just me. I'm
just
the only
you.
Artist of the family, yes.
What do they do?
My mom, she have three little girls, so she's
okay.
a mom full time, and my brother.
You mean your sister?
My sister, sorry.
She's
my sister.
A mom.
Yes, she's a mom.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Three kids.
Three.
Wow.
Beautiful girls in
yeah.
Sinaloa.
Wow, three girls.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're an aunt.
Yes.
Do you like
yes.
it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm the favorite aunt.
Oh, I love that.
Well, how many do they have? You
three.
Know?
Uh-huh.
Well, they have three aunts?
No, just me.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're the favorite.
The favorite.
You're the only one.
I'm the only
I love
one.
That.
Uh-huh. But in Sinaloa, you have like a lot of like, I have a lot of cousins and a lot of friends. So
right.
it's like, Big
yeah,
family,
well,
small family, but big family. Uh-huh.
Being right. a girl is hard. It's got to be rough raising three girls.
Uh-huh.
A lot of chaos.
Yes.
It's not like raising boys. My mom says boys are gross.
Really?
Growing up, yeah. She's like, there's like weird, gross things all over the house. She's like, with girls, it's just a lot of drama.
Well, they bring a lot of bugs and stuff into the house.
I mean, bugs and like weird, just like, I don't know, weird stuff on the wall. Like, you don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't remember that. Yeah. Childhood. But what do I know, right? Wow. So you grew up, did you go to college or anything in
Yes,
Mexico?
I'm an accountant.
Oh, an accountant?
Yes, an accountant, yes.
Really?
Yes. My mom teach me how to paint, but uh-huh. She told me, I don't want you to get glasses because then you're going to copy the style of your...
Of the teacher.
And she told me, no, I want you to find your own style.
Right.
And she teach me how to use the oil, the acrylic, don't mix, but I'm no... Never classes.
Right. But you're an accountant. That's very yes. interesting. What drew you to accounting?
Because I like the numbers and was uh-huh. easy for me. That's not my passion, but was right. easy. And in my house was like, okay, I don't want you to be starving, Ari, so you need to study something. But right now I'm making my living because my art, and uh-huh. I say bye. But I uh-huh.
That's very nice. So it's nice to be able to make a living from your uh-huh. art.
Yes.
Not many people do.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Some of the most famous artists in history spent their whole lives
yes,
starving.
But I think
you know?
right now is different. Like,
of course.
If you see, like, Botero, I know that he's just the only one, but he's, like, living that dream.
Sure.
Right.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Who's that? A painter?
A painter from Colombia. Uh-huh. Yes.
What's his name?
Botero.
Botero.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
he's...
there's another artist that they are doing really well right now. Yeah. Right now, and also with the social media that
yes.
people can see your art. And
right.
then as a collector, you can bet, like, I like these three artists and then buy the art. Because imagine the people that bought the Andy Warhols right now, they uh-huh. have millions of dollars in the world.
Right.
Right? And right. this is you invest in the art.
You invest in art.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know social media is probably amazing for that. Back in the day, it was like, you know, like some of those artists lived in a village and the only people that saw their art uh-huh. were the, you know, 50 people in the village.
Right.
You know, they're not going to yes. get famous.
I say to the artists, use just the same creativity you have to paint to your social media because that's free. And then when you want to buy art and you Google or you in Instagram and you find that artist and then you buy the art and I'm like, use that.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
And yeah. the galleries are great because they are big supported of the artist, but also you can do it and you can sell by yourself mm-hmm. and then you have the full commission for you and then...
That's true. Uh-huh. So do you have galleries here in the United States where
yes,
you
I have a couple.
Display, really?
Uh-huh. In Aspen and in Vegas.
Oh,
but I think I sell more my website and my uh-huh. Instagram.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So people follow you on Instagram. I see you have a lot of people following you, uh-huh. your art and everything. And
yes.
Plus you have sexy pictures on there too, right?
I didn't like to use social media before. Not Facebook, not Instagram. But
really?
3 years ago when I start, no, 4 years ago when I decided like, okay, I need to make this public. And my friends was, you need to start using your social media. And people follows the art in the uh-huh. artist. You become fan or you like the art, but you like the artist.
Right.
And that's a way that you...
So you develop kind of a relationship with your followers?
Uh-huh. Yes, with the followers. And I have a lot of work and people that send me message and collaboration because of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like the Jason of Beverly Hills, they just make this necklace.
Oh.
And they contact me for Instagram. Also, Playboy magazine.
Uh-huh. I see you made a cover, right? You painted a cover for
it. I painted
them.
The cover, yes.
Very
of
nice.
That's
how
really
long
cool.
ago was that?
2 years ago.
Playboy Mexico,
yes.
right? And you drew the bunny,
the
Playboy
bunny,
bunny
yes.
and stuff.
I painted the bunny.
If you guys want to see Gilda's art, you can go to GildaGarza.com and you can see her website and everything. There's a lot of her art here. And I see you have a style, but still... the pictures are different. It's not like everything is the same.
I paint what I'm feeling.
I see.
Like, I never take classes. Nobody teach me how to draw a face, and I need to feel it.
Uh-huh.
And then I paint. And the most of my art, I can give you why I paint that. Why
okay.
I paint the horse that was looking to that way. I have is my art is in my heart.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's not like I just paint because I want to sell. No, I paint my feelings.
I see. Okay, so when you drew like a Native American here with a blue face, what were you feeling then?
What's the...
Here, let me show you. This one right
okay.
here.
Okay. When I paint the Warriors collection, uh-huh. and that was when I just start with my art, and I was feeling fight for your dreams.
Uh-huh.
And my warriors are going fight for your dreams and uh-huh. going down. If you're going to sleep all day, nobody's going to rescue. You need to wake up. You need to go. You need, if you want to be successful, go and fight.
Oh, yes. You see, so she's a motivator too.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's why I paint the and people like it. I'm selling that collection just in Aspen.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Why is that?
Because I like the Warriors in Aspen.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yes, I have a with the gallery, and I was okay. If you want to buy the Warrior, just in Aspen, and then I start painting my kings and queens.
Uh-huh.
And my inspiration for the kings and queens, the first king and queen that I paint was for my grandmother and my grandfather from Los Mochis. How over there, like the true love, and they fight for the love. And right now, the social media with a click, a like, and then you okay, I'm going to date another one and another one. And people is missing that true love.
Right.
And, yeah. and it's king and king or queen and queen, but the true love, the commitment. And if you have your partner, if something is bad, you can fix it and you can be together forever.
That's true.
And true love. And then after that, I painting because even if you are by yourself, but you are a queen and you deserve somebody that treats you as a queen in the same way you're going to treat your partner so you can have a beautiful relationship.
That's true, yeah. So you have a message in your art as
uh-huh.
well.
Yes.
Very interesting.
I think you have to have a message to begin with in order to create the art.
Uh-huh.
You know, like there has to be yes. a feeling or
and
an idea that washes
nice
over you.
To have a piece of art, and when you're in your house, you can say, oh, this is a story behind this piece of art. And then it's not just a furniture. Now sure. it's something that have value.
Yeah, of course. There's a message behind it. There's a meaning.
Uh-huh.
It's not just sitting on the wall
yes.
looking nice.
Yes. And sometimes people ask me how long takes you to paint. And the paint's my inspiration. If I'm so inspired, oh my God, I paint so fast.
Sure.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. No, 2 years ago. In Sinaloa, they kidnapped my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Almost 90 years old.
They kidnapped him?
Who kidnapped an old, right?
They 90
years old.
Kidnapped a 90-year-old man.
Yes, yes. For 7 days.
Wow.
But the worst days in my life. But
yeah.
but when they rescue him, because the police rescue him, they kill 3 kidnappers and they rescue my grandfather. And I was dying to paint my grandfather as a king.
Uh-huh.
I paint him, I think, in 3 hours. Perfect. Like,
really?
Don't talk. Yes. Like, after when I paint and then I need to fix the eye or something to make it 3 hours. Perfect.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Why did they kidnap him?
To ask money.
For money.
For money.
Wow. So I wanted to ask, because, and some of you, and you mentioned this, the kings, right?
Yes.
You wrote king in a lot of your paintings.
Yes.
You have Kobe Bryant here, and you
uh-huh.
have, who else did you paint? You painted a lot of men.
Yes.
And you call them king.
Yes, because
okay.
it's my king's collection, and they are kings. Kobe Bryant, he's the last king that I paint. Like, I also paint for another exhibition because I love history and to read, and I was like, I'm going to paint the last kings.
Uh-huh.
And I paint the last Tsar from Russia, the last Kaiser from Germany.
From Germany.
Uh-huh, yes. And because right now they don't have kings, they have presidents, and that's
right.
another collection, and a lot of things about kings that I like.
Yeah. Do you have queens too?
Yes, kings and queens.
Oh.
Sure.
And who are some of the queens you painted?
I just painted that was in Forbes, Donatella Versace.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
I love her.
I paint my kings of fashion.
Kings of fashion.
Yes. And one of them was Donatella, and I uh-huh. paint her. And then the last 2 weeks was in Forbes magazine.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Really?
On
they
the list.
Featured in Forbes?
Yes. Like one of the best gifts you can give to Valentine's.
Wow.
Queen.
Look at you.
Aww, have you been in contact with her about that?
She just gave me a like in my Instagram, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I love
yes.
that.
Today, that's how people show appreciation.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the social media is crazy.
I know. It's crazy. Exciting, though. It means, like, you know, social media gave her the platform to show Donatella that she made this beautiful painting of her, you know?
Yes.
It so helps you reach a lot of people. It.
Totally.
Yes. Amazing. I like, right now, I'm an expert for social media, but 3 years ago, I was zero.
Really?
Zero.
So what does it mean to be an expert? What do you do? What do you...
The photo, I didn't know. I remember my first exhibition. I make a video and they asked me for a photo and I was with no photos, just selfies, but nothing. And right now, my friends that they are models, they teach me how to pose for the photo and and then...
Right. So you pose for photos in addition to your painting and everything, right?
Yes.
And that brings more people, more attention and everything.
Yes, and then you sell, and then people...
And you're proud of your femininity and everything. You want to show it. And
yes.
It's part of you, you know? It's not just the painting. Right.
Yes. Very and I've been having a lot of followers from Russia right now, from Germany. I'm going to send art to La India.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, international. It's great.
Yeah. So yeah.
From Sinaloa, not just drug dealers. Yes.
So you do pose with your pictures and everything, which is, I think, very important. You know, because you're connecting with them. It's not just the painting there. They see who created it. You know.
Yes, and if you go to Instagram and even. Amazing art, but it's boring. You want to see what the artist is doing, what he's right.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
So you're going to start following, if not unfollow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You want to be interested in the people. My heart is in my art. That's what she says.
Yes.
That's a pretty inspiring thing, you know. Now, when you, I mean, art is pretty pricey and expensive and stuff, right? Do you have a hard time selling your art? Or, I mean, there's people that can afford this, right?
Yes, but it's also people like they are like they see me as like, okay, right now I'm paying 8,000, 10,000, but I seen some artists that they used to be 10,000 and my art start at 8 and then go for a lot, depends the size and the media and everything.
Right.
But there's people like artists that 3 years ago their art was in 10 and right now 50. And you know that your art is not, if you buy, you know that you're going to sell that piece of art in the next 3 years more expensive. And people that invest in art, that's are the one are looking artists like me.
I see. So like, invest in it because the value goes up.
Yes. It's not like you buy a furniture and then when you want to sell it, they give you $200 for the big, right? but a piece of art like this one, the next 5 years is going to have more.
Why is that? Why does the value of the art go up as time goes?
But you need to, it's like you're betting from this artist because maybe he's going up, maybe not.
Maybe
you're going to have the next Andy Warhol, maybe not. Depends on the things that they are doing, the collaboration, because I'm an artist, but I also like to buy art because I'm like, okay, one of us is going to be the next, right? So I also have that kind of pieces, hoping it's going to be.
It's going to go up in value.
Yes.
Because the artist goes up in value.
For sure. Yes.
And how does that happen? By selling a lot of
Paintings? And also right now, I think it's social media and it's like as the artists become more and more famous, you have more.
So it's supply and demand pretty much, right? Yeah. Very interesting, you know? I mean, I would like to be an investor in art. I mean, it sounds amazing because you own something that somebody actually put time into it, you know? And it's not a copy. Yes. You get the original one, right?
Yes. For me, just buy a piece of art that is not going to have value. No, I like to invest in the art.
Yeah. So you buy art too?
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Who are some of your favorite painters?
There's Retna. From here, from LA, I love his art. Domingo Zapata, Orlinsky. I have a lot of like. I like the artist, and I have the art.
Very nice. Wow.
Yes.
So, do you find that being in Mexico is makes it easier or harder?
It's harder. Yes.
Because
when somebody I have artists. Oh, from Paris. Right. Uh-huh. Just because they born in Paris is harder. But I'm from Sinaloa and I fight for my dreams and I'm here right now.
That's
right.
Exactly. Yes. You tell them, you know.
Definitely. Uh-huh. You have to represent where you're from, you know.
Yes, yes.
If you guys want to follow Gilda on Instagram, you can look for Gilda Garza 007, which is James Bond, female James Bond. Sounds good. Would you like to be a Bond girl one time?
Yes, I would love it.
That would be
it.
Cool, right? Uh-huh. She could easily be a Bond girl, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very beautiful. You got the, you're a strong woman, you know? And that's what they look for.
Yes, in Sinaloa, right? You need to be strong to survive.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, maybe you should audition. Have you thought about acting at all?
No, no, but maybe. I have some friends and they asked me years ago, oh, I wanted to be in a movie. I'm like, I don't want to be an actress, but yeah. But I don't know, maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's see. You know.
Uh-huh. You could give it a try. Uh-huh.
As well, if yes, you're here in LA.
You just might
right
love it.
Now, okay, let's do it.
Do you have a desire to move to the States, to LA?
I love this country. I love. But right now, I don't know. I feel like I can live in whatever part of the world. If I'm painting and then I take my flight and I'm here in the interview and I can live in Europe, I can live.
Right.
Yes. Now, but I love about this country how everybody support each other and make you better. I think like when I used to be in Mexico and just around from Mexico, but one day I was like, because I come a lot here, I'm a lot of in San Diego, a vacation house. Uh-huh. And then I was like, I'm going to open my mind. And I don't care if it's from people from China, I need to open my mind and become friend of the good people. And when I changed that, my world changed.
Really?
I'm just around about people that have the same energy, the same, I help him, you help me, but like with the heart.
Right.
And I have friends from all over the world, but just the ones have the same dreams and the same passion. Uh-huh.
Right.
You have to surround yourself with people
yes.
who want to do
and
more
and
do better.
And I love people from United States. That's why you guys are a badass country, right? Wow.
I love how you walk
and you're not... That's what I don't like about my country, that you cannot wear anything. You are scared all the time. And here, you relax.
Yeah, you're afraid there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're walking scared.
Yeah, that's...
Just don't wear anything and you just need to be, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Around.
So you dress like so nobody can tell.
Not like that, but if you want to buy a nice watch, you cannot wear that.
Oh,
there.
I see. Okay, uh-huh. Okay. Like watches and jewelry uh-huh. and things like that. Wow.
If you have bodyguard, yes, but not if you don't have. So.
Oh, man.
I imagine most people don't have bodyguards.
Uh-huh.
I noticed also you paint people. Do you paint other things too or just people?
The warriors?
No, not just the warriors. I mean, there's a romantic picture of a man kissing a woman's hand and stuff.
Yes, that was from my first collection.
Okay.
From my first, because when I start, because I was painting for my house, I was like, I never study. I'm going to paint for my house. Like my mom, she's happy with her family painting. But one day I was in a dinner and then a friend told me, I cannot believe you're not showing your art to the world. And I was like, yes, but hello, gallery, you know, show me, where did you study by? And he told me, no, you're going to do your first exhibition at my hotel. And I was like, wow. And then I didn't know what kind of hotel, but I say to all my friends that I have a lot of models friends and they are being so supporting with me too. They send me photos and I start painting my friends and I didn't have idea. That's why you're looking, you can see a lot of different art and because was part of the art that I was displaying in my house.
I see. Mm. Okay.
And then.
You don't paint like nature and things like that, right?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't interest
people
you.
Inspire
you're
more
you
more. Yeah, uh-huh. People inspire me more.
Yeah.
And I make that exhibition. I invite all my friends. And the hotel, really nice hotel in Mexico City, but I make sold out in the first one. And I was
amazing.
My God. Yes, but I was like, I invite people. And then I have another friends that they see me how I was like, oh, I'm painting. And they send me like, okay, you need wine and people from Mexico. And also here they send you gift if you're going to do something. So it was like a big party. I was with a lot of champagne and wine, sold out. And after that, over there. And another friend told me, you have to go to Art Basel. So next 3 months, I was in Art Basel. And over there, Cesar Palas contacted me. And they was like, you are from Mexico and you are an artist. So we need somebody like you to Cesar Palas. So I make my first exhibition at the Cesar Palas.
Wow. That's
pretty amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My photo was like in Vegas, like David Copperfield. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
That's how you get famous, you know.
Uh-huh.
You put things out there, you know.
Yes.
So you have a lot of kings, I see. That's Versace over here, and then you got like the king of cards, right? The
uh-huh.
Yeah. What is that about? I mean, what does that mean? It's like, you know, the king on the cards.
Yeah, like on a deck of cards.
A deck of cards, and there's a naked woman next to it. What does that painting mean?
What's
you know which one I'm talking about? That one.
Oh, okay. That's her. She's my friend.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I paint her with her husband because I want to make like a nice piece of art, and the most of the guys, they don't want, like, don't paint me, yes, but you're a king.
Right.
And that's her husband.
Okay, so that's the king. Okay, yes. Now I get
he's
it.
He's the king with the wife.
Right.
The beautiful wife.
Uh-huh. Right.
And the eyes of that king, uh-huh. the kind of the eyes same
right.
of the husband of her.
Of the king, right. Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Very. And in her body, I put like the name of him. And it's like, I don't know, like you woke up and you, oh, that's my queen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I'm king and queen.
Wow. Very interesting, you know, so you're very inspired. I mean, you have so many different kinds of paintings here. I'm just amazed at the variety of things that you do, you know. It's amazing. What about your father, is he around?
But he's not an artist.
Oh, no, but does he support you?
Yes.
And stuff? Yeah.
But when I start, and oh, I'm going to have an exhibition, I was like, okay. But I think right now they're like, okay, that was real. Like,
yeah.
They support
yeah.
me, but they didn't, because I didn't study this. And
right.
Everything was because a friend, you're going to do your first exhibition at my hotel. And whoa, let's do it.
They
and I still here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't believe in the beginning you could do
they
it.
Was like, oh, nice, nice. And right now, oh, you're in Forbes. Like,
So you're in Forbes magazine. That's very nice.
Yes.
How did you get on there? How did they find out about you?
Instagram.
Told
you. Uh-huh. Yeah. And also I make like a rodeo drive in uh-huh. House of Bijan.
Uh-huh.
They was displaying my kings over there.
Really?
Uh-huh. Wow, that's really cool.
Yes, I know. And Roberto Cavalli make a collaboration with my queen in one of the couture dresses.
Uh-huh.
That's really
dresses.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I love
very
that.
Nice. Well, you've arrived, you see. And the thing is, it's not like you're just making it in Mexico. I mean, you're making it in the United States. It's
yeah.
very hard, you know? I mean,
uh-huh.
It's big.
It's hard.
A lot of competition.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
For artists and
if you
stuff.
Fight for your dreams, but if you do the things with your heart,
uh-huh.
good things happen, right?
Yeah.
That's
I believe
true.
That too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I need to learn to use my heart better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, use your heart, Sam.
Yes. And I was like, to all my friends, I was like, oh, House of Bijan, House of Bijan, House of Bijan. And then my art mm-hmm. in House of Bijan. Oh, my God.
That's nice. So that's also, what? That's a gallery? Or
no, that's the most expensive store in the world, men's store in the world.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like presidents and kings dress uh-huh. House of Bijan.
Wow.
It's one of a kind tie.
So that's like
a
Beverly Hills type
Beverly
of
Hills, the number most expensive. And my art was displaying my kings at the House
Very
of Bijan.
Nice.
Wow.
But I'm a huge fan. I never buy anything there because it's a men's store. But I was like, wow. And just go to that store. They have a Botero. And all the time, mm-hmm. she was with me walking. And I was like, Diana, come with me. We need to go to House of Bijan because I need to see the Botero. So I was there. Hi.
Uh-huh.
And just to see the Botero.
Really?
Yes,
the painting?
The painting. And I just to say to my friends, you need to dress House of Bijan.
Really?
You can afford that, right? Why you dress like this? But just to tease my friends.
They have nice clothes?
Yes, really nice clothes.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then my kings, they cannot be in a better place than the House of Bijan.
Yeah, of course. They got to be in a good place.
Uh-huh. Also, all the time I've been like, oh, Beverly Wilshire, when I discover here, because I'm from Sinaloa, no brands, no anything. And when I discovered, maybe 15 years ago, my first hotel, nice hotel that I stay here, was the Beverly Wilshire.
Really?
Yes. Wow. That was the Pretty Woman and the Rodeo Drive. And then right now that I just have my exhibition at the Beverly Wilshire, I'm like, oh my God.
So that's why you have your exhibition. Uh-huh. How long is it going to be there?
No, was an event last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw like February 8th or something, yes. Right?
And I'm like, oh my God.
So now, if people want to see your art in life size, you know, not uh-huh. just on Instagram.
I do exhibition, but I have my art in crystals in a gallery in Vegas in the Crystals Shop Mall.
Uh-huh.
There's my art over there, also in Aspen and also in Venice. So I have a couple of galleries.
Right.
What size canvases do you usually use?
Big ones.
Big ones?
Yes.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, that it has more power when it's uh-huh. big, right?
Yes.
I know. I like big pictures and stuff too. You
yeah.
know?
Yes. Yeah. The ones I do a lot is like 24 by 36 because that's an easy that you can fit in all the walls. But I have from that to...
Is it harder to paint a bigger picture?
It is, but I like it.
Uh-huh. What's the biggest piece you ever painted?
Maybe the size of the door, a little bigger.
Okay, wow. How long did that take?
That's pretty big.
Months, because that was oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and a lot of details.
Yeah, you got to wait for oil to dry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Very impressive. You know, I mean, you're very inspiring to people because you're showing that you can come from a small town and actually have dreams mm-hmm. and go against all odds, you know, and
yes.
and actually show that you've accomplished yes. something.
Surround
you know?
Yourself with people with dreams. I prefer to be by myself that right. surround people that is going to just take my energy and like talk bad about no. No, I don't have time for that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Forget the haters. You know?
Forget the haters.
We don't care about them. Trolls.
So many trolls out there.
I'm telling you. Wow. So what's next for you? Do you have, I'm sure you still have big dreams and everything.
I'm going to have another show here. It's going to be at Ace Hotel at downtown LA.
Okay.
Nice. March the 6th. And my art is going to be there the whole month, the month.
Really?
Yes, here. And also there's going to be another art show. Everything I post in my Instagram, but in LA, downtown LA, just for a day. And after that, I'm going to Venice because uh-huh. it's going to be my first sculpture in the Murano glass.
Mm. What's the sculpture of?
Kings and queens.
Amazing.
Wow. Out of Murano glass?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So you're becoming a sculptor too?
Uh-huh.
Right? This is your first one?
My first one.
Wow.
And also I have, it's going to be my first mural that I'm going to paint, and it's going to be the border of Mexico when people cross the border.
Right.
Right there.
You're going to make a mural out
my
of
first
there.
One.
Wow. I love that.
Yes, I don't see myself painting a lot of murals. I prefer to paint, yes, but maybe I'm going to like it. I already painted a big sculpture for the Suns, the NBA, a shoe. Uh-huh. And at the first, I was like, oh, I'm going to need help. But no, I didn't need help.
Really?
I like it.
When did you paint the Kobe Bryant picture?
Right after his death.
Really?
Yes. He inspired me and a lot of people to be better. Big warrior, big king. That was right. easy for me to paint him.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, so it's very recent. I mean, you just, yeah. Supporting Mamba Sports Foundation, which yes. is his, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. When I make my first exhibition at the Caesar Palace, I was like, oh my God, like, thank you God that I'm going to be the Caesar Palace. What can I do? Like, I'm going to say to my grandkid child, right? Like, I make an exhibition at the Caesar Palace. Wow. And I was like, I need to do something good for the world. And I remember that moment I paint at Te Amo Mexico because I was like, I need all the colors of my flight around Caesar Palace. And I paint Canelo Alvarez.
Uh-huh. Who is that?
The boxer.
Oh, okay.
Canelo. And uh-huh. and then he contacted me for Instagram. We're going to sell that piece of art. But was like, I make a post and I say, I'm going to donate 100% Canelo Alvarez to the migrants. Because at that moment was the migrants affected. And sure. I was like, and I call migrants Tijuana, because I'm a lot in that area. Hi, I'm going to do an exhibition and I would love to donate a piece of art. They didn't know what kind of exhibition, they didn't know anything, and they post in their Facebook, and they was, and I was like, oh, and then I make the exhibition at the Caesar, and I donate 12 grand.
Wow.
To the charity, not to the charity, to the house of the migrants in Tijuana. Okay. And when I make that donation, I feel so happy that with my art, I can help. And I posed and I was like, okay, I'm just starting with this. I'm not rich and I'm helping. So if you are a big, I don't know, whatever you have money, a lot or less, you can help your neighbor. You can help the homeless. You can do something to make a better world.
That's true. And that's important to
and
you.
That's important. And right now, I'm supporting Kobe Bryant. And all the time when I can help, I do that. Right. And I feel better. Like, wow, my exhibition at the Caesar Palace. But when I was helping the migrants, and when the priest told me, oh, nobody is helping us, even the government, and people from the government was there taking the photos, and the priest was... And they are not sending anything to us. And I'm like, really? Oh my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's important when you have a larger platform, uh-huh, like being an artist, and to spread and that
I,
message.
And I give the number of the migrants. They need a lot of help. If you have pillows or covers, whatever, send, or food, and you can help. So if I can do this, you can do this.
Yes.
That's true.
It's a very important message.
When you paint people, do you have a picture of them or something, and then you go? Is it based on your memory?
Depends. I have some that is from a picture, but another ones like I have a queen that I use the mirror,
uh-huh,
and I was painting myself with the mirrors.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Because if I'm going to paint you, and then you have a lot of things to do, you cannot be with me 2 months, right?
Sure.
If you give me the photo, it's easy. Uh-huh.
No, for sure. You know, and you need. You can't do it based on memory. I mean, you need to look at the
for me. Sometimes, like I use the mirror because I was the one who was painting.
Uh-huh.
I was painting myself.
That's nice. Which, I'd like to see a picture of yourself. We'll look it up on Instagram. We'll
yes,
find it.
Yeah. Yes, is this one.
The blue one? Is it blue? Oh, no, that's Donatella. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's kind of like...
And this one, it's like I paint myself as a queen, because when I'm in an exhibition, you can see the queen and the dress and everything.
Right.
But I paint in this side. You don't know
the king.
No, it's not the king.
Oh, that's the queen on the
cards.
It's the
queen, like, because you don't know what has happened in your past. Like, I paint here a queen that she's crying, and this a war, and this cocaine here, because you see me like, oh yes, with the dress, but you don't know what's
going on around.
Uh-huh.
I see.
And I think everybody have something.
Right.
Right. Like, you can see somebody like, oh, she looks gorgeous, but you have your. Why you're here, what makes you fight for, like, right. I want a better place to live. I want a better... Right.
So it's like the background and
the
stuff.
Background,
you're
yes.
telling the story in a painting, right? Uh-huh. It's not just an image
so
and
here,
stuff.
I love the Joker one.
Right, yeah.
The Joker one's great.
I love Batman and I love the Joker. And
oh,
when
yeah.
it was the movie, I paint the Joker.
Uh-huh. It's a good one for sure. I love it.
Amazing. And that's kind of the style you painted yourself is kind of a Mexican style, no?
I like to use bright colors. My right. art have a lot of colors. Right. I remember that when I was a child, my mom used to take me to an aunt house, and all the time I was feeling sleepy. And I was like, why I feel sleepy in this house? Like, all the time my mom bring me here, I want to sleep. It's because all the house was the same color, all beige, no really? Colors. And I was like, this house needs a color here.
Yeah. The energy's too low. Yeah.
It needs to be alive,
right? My art is going to make you feel happy.
Very
I
nice.
Like the happy colors.
Well, that's good. And on that note, if you guys want to check out Gilda, go to GildaGarza.com. Or on Instagram, it's
Gilda Garza
007, easy to remember.
Uh-huh.
You can check out all her paintings and everything. You also dress very nice. You into fashion and all that too?
I like fashion.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, you must. I mean, if you dress nicely and everything, you know, it's not just rags that you put on.
Uh-huh. And right now that I just paint my Kings of Fashion, and I make this photo shoot with the Donatella and
very nice. Well,
congrats, Gilda, on your success.
Yes, yeah. You've done tremendously well for yourself, and we wish you a lot of
waking early every day, and then jump to the gym and fighting for my dreams and get healthy. And
yep.
Very nice. So when are you going back home to Mexico?
Today.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Goodbye, LA.
Yeah. When are you coming back again?
When you guys invite me, I'm going to be here.
Oh, you need to be invited. Yes. Okay, well, we invite you anytime.
Yes, yes. Thank
you. You're a lot of fun, Gilda. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, check out our art and everything. I think you probably will go up in value because you believe in what you do, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, you're very serious about it. And forget accounting. That's not for you.
No, that's not my thing.
All right. Well, Jen, thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you Monday.
Another nice week, and we'll see you all Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.